will rejoice. I will declare God is my victory and he is here. This is my prayer in the battle when triumph is still on its way. I am a conqueror and co-heir with Christ, so firm on his promises stand. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. All of my life, in every season, you are still God.
I forgot the rhythm of this. Sorry about that. Go ahead, try that again, Jennifer.
All my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing.
Now I got it.
I have a reason to worship.
Two more times.
All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. All of my life, in every season, you are still God. I have a reason to sing. I have a reason to worship. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. I will bring praise, I will bring praise. No weapon formed against me shall remain. I will rejoice, I will declare, God is my victory and he is here. This is my prayer in the harvest, when favor and providence flow. I know I'm filled to be emptied again. The seeds I've received I will sow.
Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray that you will continue to lead and guide as only you can. And I just pray your anointing to be upon us as we open our hearts to your word, to the message of the skit, and through the message that would be presented through your word, as Pastor Jennifer shares. We just ask for this anointing in your name. And everyone together said, amen. Amen.
Morning. I have a little helper with me. Welcome to National Women's Ministry Day. We are excited and we've been planning for this day, which seems like for a couple months. But anyway, it's been good. Just want to run through some announcements for the week. Tonight is our first night that Pastor Kevin's going to be doing the discipleship class. So at 6:30 tonight, All of you are welcome to come back to the church for discipleship class, and that will continue each week on Sunday nights. So he's going to cover various topics, so it's for all ages and all of you in your faith from beginning to seasoned. So make sure you come out for that, because I know Pastor Kevin's been pretty excited about that. Staff meeting this week, leadership meeting for our Real Gals team as well. Next Sunday is BGMC Sunday and missions, so make sure you come prepared with your buddy barrels and your missions pledges. And then we do have a change in the calendar. We had missionary associate Judith Grace Anderson scheduled for the 14th, but there was a conflict, so we just bumped her back a week. She'll be here the 21st rather than the 14th. Ladies' coffee board meeting, ladies' coffee this month is here at the church. And then Pastor Jason and Pastor Jennifer are taking a couple youth to Fine Arts Festival, and I believe it's John Asia and Jordan, but there is lots of opportunity for other youth to participate as well. So parents, if your kids haven't said anything to you, get them. If they're talented with speaking, singing, drama, art, I believe that's what John Asia and Jordan are doing. Is that right? Jordan's doing photography. So there's a lot of different things that they can do and submit for this. So Pastor Jason is singing and dancing. Okay. All right, well, I brought my helper up here because we're going to do some random drawings. You guys got tickets when you came in? So this is the first prize that we're going to draw for. Welcome visitors. So anybody that's visiting, thank you for coming. I know I had someone stop by the office this week, and she brought the girls today, so welcome. And this is going to be our first prize we're giving away. This is our theme for the national theme, and Pastor Jennifer is doing a Sunday school class on it. So this is a tumbler that says "She Abides." You want to grab a ticket out of that basket there, Ashlyn? I'm just going to read the last three numbers. 980. So if you have that ticket, I want you to jump up really loud and scream. No. Just wave your hand, and my little helper will bring you your prize. The last number is 980. Savannah, is that you? No. Oh, it's Brandy. Yay. You want to run that to her? It was rigged. We still have a couple more prizes that we will give away after the skit before Pastor Jennifer comes up. But right now, is everybody ready? All right. Hang on to your hats, because this is going to be funny.
Oh, this is a nice clinic here. Oh, nice walls. Oh, there she is. I should walk over there, I suppose. I like this lady. She remembers my name. They know me by my voice when I call on the phone, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week or a day. Huh. That was nice. Oh my goodness. I don't know if I can sit here. All right, I'm just going to move away from Sneezy. I'm going to slide away. I don't want to catch whatever she's got. There's enough stuff going around today. Oh, man. Man, she must really be sick if I've got it already. All right. What is... I'm going to grab a magazine here. Oh, no. My arm. What is this shooting pain in my elbow? I can't feel it. Something's happening. I think I'm going to slide over here. This is crazy. How did I catch that? You know, I think it might need to be cut off. I'm going to have to learn to write with my left hand now. How's that going to work? Oh, that hurts. All right. I'm trying to just get through this book here without catching anything else. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my leg. I mean, maybe the circulation's cut off. Maybe if I just get up and walk a little bit. If I can try one foot after the other, I'll just drag it. Be fine. All right. Maybe I'll talk to this lady and see if I can get into the doctor right now. Well, that didn't work. She just told me to sit down. Clearly, she can't see how much pain I'm in. Oh, this is getting miserable. All right. I'm going to take this spot here. Away from everybody else. Thanks for passing to me all your plagues, everyone. All right. Back to Calvin and Hobbes I go. Wait, what is that on her head? What happened? What's holding that together? She can have her brains spill out or something? Oh, that would be just terrible. I can't have that. My insurance won't cover that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I've got a headache now. Oh. Things could not get any worse for me right now. Wait a second.
So how were they? What do you think? So, like I said, we only had one rehearsal, and they did great job. And then I want to introduce Pastor Emma, for those that are new. There's Pastor Emma. Is it Brandy? I'm using this to. This is Lou. Anyway, and then we have the voice of the hypo. Come on up, Levi. Was he great? And then, of course, we have the hypo. Oops, and we have Janice, the receptionist, and then where is the hypo? Pastor, you did an awesome job. Thank you, wherever you are in the building. So now we have Tina with some more prizes.
Sit if you want. You can go sit. You can just sit down.
Couple more prizes. We have a gift certificate to Trinity Bakery. Go ahead and draw a ticket. Her number is in there too, so.
Read the last three numbers.
9-6-2.
Read it again. 9-6-2.
Can you take this to... Take that to Kevin. And then we have a gift certificate to Cravens. She's quick. See why I had her come help me? She can jump.
990.
990. Rosie, congratulations. All right, at this time, normally we would have the kids dismissed for Kids Church, but Pastor Jennifer is our speaker today. So we do have nursery available for the preschoolers, but Kids Church kids, if you would like to come sit up front, you can sit in the front row and on the floor if you want, because Pastor Jennifer is going to do Big Church or Upper Kingdom. You guys get to stay in the Upper Kingdom today. Yep. Thank you. So give us a few minutes, and then Pastor Jennifer is going to bring forth the word.
Hello, 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 hello. I'm working. Okay. Sorry. Don't mean to interrupt, but I just found out that if you're going to do Fine Arts Festival and, you know, do the dance thing or singing or piano or anything like that, it is live. It is not recorded this year like it was last year due to COVID. So if you have that talent or skill like me, then please come and do it live with us. Not next weekend, the weekend after. Correct. Okay. Anyway, whatever the boss says, it's in March. We'll keep you posted.
Jason. Can you bring that forth? All right, before I start, does everybody have three pieces of paper? And do you have a writing utensil? A pen, a pencil. I am sorry, I did not bring all of my pens to share today. Yeah. All right. No, that's okay. You could sit right there, though.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like that's a good place for you to sit.
I don't want to be a distraction.
Kids, is he a distraction? But do we still learn even though he's a distraction? So, kids, I'm hoping that I can teach you today. Teach our teens and teach our adults. And you know how lately we've been having a lot of motion in our services downstairs? I'm going to try to implement that up here. So, adults and teenagers, you do have to participate. If my kids can be so good about participating and do what I tell them to do, I expect it from you guys. Okay? I think I'm getting a theme here. I always have rules when I speak. Yes, I do have rules. What? Sorry. I will try to make this fun. Let's open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your service, and I pray that you will come, Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts, and guide my mouth and tongue to everything that you want to be said. Talk to their hearts and open up their eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. So, my question, and I don't want you guys to forget about this, okay? Where is your heart? Yes, yes, physically the heart is here, but we're going to talk about really spiritually where are we at. How is our lives connected to Jesus? Thank you. All right. Remember the skit, because that's going to come at the end, okay? So, today we are going to talk about three branches, okay? I have this branch, okay? What kind of a branch is this? Is it dead? It is a dead branch. Is it connected? No. So, I'm just going to lay that right here. And hopefully it won't fall on you, Jacob. Okay, we're going to talk about that dead branch, okay? We have a choice. And I'm kind of going to assume that maybe most of us have chosen to follow Jesus. But there is a group of people that want nothing to do with Jesus, right? So, kids, do you know people who do not know Jesus? Okay. Adults, do you know people who do not know Jesus and are not connected to him? Teenagers, do you know people who are not connected to Jesus? Okay. So your first assignment, your first activity, on your little piece of paper, you need to write down everybody that you know in your life or even maybe not as connected, but you know those people. When I was doing this and it came to me, God gave me my list. Did I write them down? No, I did not. But know that in my head, I have my list. I have aunts and uncles. I have cousins that are not saved. They are not connected. I have friends from high school, from my early 20s and 30s that are not Christians. I want you guys to write those names right now. So do we all have pens and paper? Jason, they need pens. Okay. And if you guys do not know how to write their names, just do the best that you guys can, okay? And for you guys, maybe help the younger ones. What happened to your box of pencils and pens that you had? Oh. And then when you're done, I want you guys to come bring those papers to this branch, okay? So when you're done, just come up here and lay those pieces of paper at this dead branch. Hopefully those pens. I'm so glad that they are just acting like they do downstairs, guys. This is great. We have our first person. Yay! And you guys don't have to fold them. Just lay them here. Yep, come on, guys. Don't be bashful. This is a participation. No sitting being all serious. Well, it is kind of serious, but we're going to have movement. Oh, please don't. Don't sing. No singing. Should we teach the adults the monkey dance? We'll see how things go, and maybe, just maybe, we might have to do that. The monkey dance. adults on this one, I will say just sit and enjoy the kids and the teenagers. Unless you feel like you are physically fit. I really don't even do it. Yes. Oh, we need extra paper. Do we know where the paper's at, ushers? Oh, right there. Okay. So, did we have about 20 people on that piece of paper of yours? 15? Do we have way more than 20? Or do we just have like less than 10? Okay. So, we have a choice. We have a choice to follow Jesus, or we have a choice not to. In John, you know what? Let's go back up a little bit here, guys. Let's open up our Bibles to John 15. Okay, kids, did we bring our Bibles? This is what they say downstairs too, guys. It's okay. We're not downstairs and we don't have all the Bibles, but that's okay because I'm going to read it to you guys today, okay? And I want you guys all to know I'm using my mom's Bible. So, bear with me. Okay, John chapter 15, 1 through 17. I am the true vine and the Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. Well, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up and thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, whatever you wish, and if you will, and it will be done for you. This is my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love. Kids, remember that word command. Just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. And I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, and everything that I've learned from my Father, I have known to you. And you do not choose me, but I choose you and appoint you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. Now, I'm only going to really focus on a few verses on that. But that is really what we are learning in Sunday school, is that whole passage. And it is deep. But we are going to focus on the branches and being connected. Okay? So do you guys know the word abide? Do you guys know what abide means? Does that sound like our big word like we would have in JBQ of commandment? Is that one of the words that we use, that we talk about in JBQ? Covenant. That's the word. Thank you. Covenant. That's a big word, and we have been really trying to understand what covenant means. So kids, even though this is just a little word, it is a big meaning. So we're going to talk about abiding and what that means, okay? So here's the people that have chosen not to follow Jesus. And we have a lot of papers up here with names on them. They have chosen not to be connected to Jesus. Remember that. We're going to come back to that. Now we're going to move on to this branch. Okay? It's fake. I like fake. I can't kill fake. and the cat cannot kill fake. I was going to bring my plants, but that was a lot of work. So I want you guys to think of a beautiful plant that is just green and flourishing. Now, my plants at home, one plant is turning brown, and it's starting to wither, and the branches are starting to break. I don't know what to do with that yet. And then I have another plant, and this is called the mother-in-law tongue plant. Now, your mother-in-law is here. I got this plant because we had a Selah weekend. It was a prayer group thing, and that was it was talking about our tongue. And I liked it. What I really liked was the person that did this prayer thing said, no matter what you do, you cannot kill this plant. I think I got this plant back in 2014 or 2015. It was doing good until about a few weeks ago. All of a sudden, from a few weeks ago, my plants are starting to die. And I blame it on Janasia's kitten. Yes, I'm putting it there. I have other plants that are being dug up out of the dirt. So think of that, okay? My plants are struggling. And I don't know what to do with it. But we're going to talk about this tree. This side is kind of blah, huh? But I want you to think of these leaves as kind of starting to wilt. And my mother-in-law tongue plant, the leaves are turning yellow. Yellow. I don't know what that means. So, yes, Amanda, I might be talking to you. I like this plant. It's the longest plant I've ever kept alive. So imagine this side of this tree kind of looking sickly, okay? We all know what those kind of plants look like, right? We're going to use our imagination here, kids. Okay. So this tree is connected. It's just, it has no fruit, does it? Do you see how this side has fruit? This one has no fruit. But it's still connected. It's not like this branch, dead. Okay? So, this branch is going to represent us who believe, but we're not producing fruit in our lives. So what fruit do we need to be producing in our lives? Well, and how do we get that? So, we as Christians, I'm glad to see that you guys are all here and the ones that are online, you're here. But where's your heart? You're here, but why are you here? Why are you here? Kids, why are you here? Who brought you? God? Your mom and dad's had no point in bringing you to church. Oh, they brought you. Now, but here, was it your choice or do your parents make you come? Because when I was growing up, I was made to come to church. Yeah, we were made. But where is your heart in that decision? Yes, we were made to come. Yes, I make my kids come. My teenagers, they know, they just have to show. You were made? Yeah, I do make him come. But do we get to almost choose where our heart's going to be when we come, when we show up to church? Yeah, we get to make that choice. So here we're going to go with this, though. We have no fruit here. Why? If we're saying that we are Christians and we're connected to Jesus, how come we are not producing fruit? What's happening in our lives that we are not growing? Think about it. If you guys want to share what's in your minds, go ahead and shout it out because I want to hear your ideas. He said, hostile indifference. I will give you a moment to share on that because I think that would be good. But I'm going to say this. We do the bare minimal. When we're at this stage in our walk with Jesus, we are doing the bare minimal. We only show up for church on Sunday mornings. And I am sorry, guys, if I'm going to step on some toes here, because I am going to. I think that's why God didn't let me write word for word. We only show up for Sunday morning services. But guess what? You guys have a pastor here that knows his Bible. And where are you guys at 9 o'clock for Sunday school? You know what I have for a head battle? We have preschoolers, and they need a Sunday school teacher. And I said I would do it, but I'm like, oh, do I want to give up Pastor Kevin's Sunday school class? That is what I battle. You guys are missing out if you're not showing up at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're missing out. Or how about this? What starts tonight, guys? What starts tonight, adults? Discipleship class. How many of you guys are going to choose to show up tonight? Okay. Come on, guys. There's a discipleship class. Don't be this fine because you're doing the bare minimal. Kids, you have children's church, you have Sunday school, and you have Kids Quest, right? And you know what? You are new. I'm so glad you are here. I would love for you to come on Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. I will talk with your mom afterwards, okay? We need to show up. If you guys are not producing fruit, you guys got to search your heart, and you've got to figure out why. How about Bible studies? Are you guys involved in a Bible study? Are you guys having your own prayer time and Bible time? How's that going? Levi, we came back from winter retreat, and he challenged the kids. He started very low. Kids, we're going to hold each other accountable to, what, 3.5 minutes? Three. 3 minutes. A day, right? A day of starting spending time with God. Wednesday night, Levi asked, how's that going? Levi was honest. I wasn't doing it every day, but I did make it to here. That's a start. That is a start. How about what do we fill our lives with? I will be honest, I love TV. I could really watch a lot of TV. I could actually put that before God. So I really have to make a conscientious effort in making sure that TV and the TV shows do not overrun my life and take my place where I am with God. So in your guys' life, kids, we've talked about this before, right? Toys, video games, YouTube. Teenagers, help me out. What takes your guys' life? Music? Video games? Doggies? Social media? All right, adults, these guys all shared with me what takes place in your life before God. About the same thing. Crocheting? Disc golf? Am I saying that right, Pastor? Hunting? Sewing. And then one thing that I think we all kind of missed, I do think that can be a little bit before God, is our friendships. I'm not saying spending time because friendships is good. But within those friendships, what are we focusing on? Okay. So, I want you on the next piece of paper. Put your name on it. I want you all to think about an area in your life that is not producing fruit. So, where in your life do you need to put God as your focus? Do you need to say, you know what? One area I commit, I can start small, is I will be committed to coming to Pastor Kevin's discipleship class tonight. I will be committed until he says that we're not going to do that anymore. Or, kids, I will ask my mom and dad to help me sit down every night or every morning, find a time, and we will do devotions together. My parents will teach me how to do this. Where in your life do you guys can work on one area if you guys are not producing fruit? Does that make sense? So write it on your piece of paper. And then when you guys are done, just kind of wave your hand so I know the majority is done. Because there is another moving activity on this. He is such a goofball up here. Okay. My little ones, are you done? No? Okay. Where's your paper? I'm sorry, I put you on the spot. You can do this later. All right, teens, are you done? Are you done writing? No, you need to write. I guess if you're drawing, what area in your life you could. Okay, so Lou is done. If you are done writing this down, Pastor Kevin is sitting in the back. You adults need to get up with your paper that has your name on, that you're saying, in this area of my life, I need growth. So you guys need to go and give those to Pastor Kevin. Teenagers, when you are done with yours, you need to give yours to Pastor Jason. Kids, when you are done writing where you guys would like to grow in your walk with Jesus, give them to me, but I'm going to ask you to put them on this little red thing here. Okay? This is what's going to be called accountability here. And no, I have not talked to Pastor Kevin or Pastor Jason of really what we're going to do with these pieces of paper. It's just an activity of keeping the kids' interest. But it's also letting Pastor know this is what's going on in my life. Because as we talked in Sunday school today, we need each other. All right, are we done, little kids? Okay. Well, okay, my three, four teenagers. Actually, five, six. Are you guys done? Okay. Now, we're going to talk about this tree that has beautiful fruit. Do you guys want a piece of fruit? Doesn't this look really real for fruit from the back? I want you to know that my husband did cut the branch for me this week, and he glued these fruits onto this tree for me. Isn't he wonderful? This morning, before 7 o'clock, was it? Before coffee. But he put fruit on. And this is for us Christians that are really abiding and growing in God. So we're being intentional. And when I say we're being intentional, and I can't remember, these are the 6 points that I got from our book, ladies. But I'm not sure which chapter that is at, but I liked them. And I'm like, that is us abiding in God. That is showing that we are growing. So the first one is, we think about Jesus all the time. My family loves watching movies with me. I'm kind of being sarcastic there. Because I am one that when I'm watching TV or a movie, I literally get into it. I'm watching, it's an intense moment, my husband's giving me his hand, and I'm grabbing, going, oh no, 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 don't. Or if it's like the evil person, that bad person, who's about to murder somebody? Oh, God, they need you. That person really needs you, God. They're just so broken. This is what I'm thinking when I'm watching TV and movies. But my mind is on Jesus. Even though these are fictional characters, I can look at it going, they need Jesus. We need to be looking around our lives, our surroundings, and see the hurting people. See the people who need Jesus. We need to be thinking about him and where he needs to be. We talk to Jesus. Playing the piano, I was praying because this has been a nerve-wracking day for me. I don't play the piano in front of people, other if you're of my family. And then I was supposed to lead and sing, and thank goodness I talked with Pastor and I said, we need to work on this because I don't think this is going to work. We came up with a game plan. He's like, you play, I'll lead, but don't sing. We'll get through this. This is the first time for me. And it was nerve-wracking. I had to share it with my Bible study ladies. But I was praying. And I even asked my Sunday school ladies, pray for me if it seems like I'm getting really nervous and I'm getting jumbled here. It helped when you, Pastor, when you messed up on that one part. I was like, I don't have to be perfect. I can just be me and we'll learn this together. We love to talk about Jesus. I'm forming this new friendship, and when this friend and I get together, I know that we will talk about Jesus. And it's awesome. So do you guys have that, those who are producing fruit, when you're getting together with your friends, are you talking about Jesus? Are you getting to the heart of things, of what's going on in your life that you're struggling with, and being honest with one another? We love Jesus, and we let him love us. I think it's easy to love Jesus. Sometimes I don't know if it's so easy to let him or to allow myself thinking that he loves me, but he does. He loves us. And we trust Jesus, and we believe what he tells us. And we engage. Do you girl kids know what that means, engage? Not engage, engage. It means we are going to participate. And we're going to have meaningful, we're going to engage in meaningful with others who love Jesus. It means we are a church body. We're going to engage in one another. Okay. So those, okay, now for the fruitful branch, we're going to share Jesus with others. So, my kids quest kids, most of you guys are here. What is the challenge that I have given you guys? Yes, obey. We're really learning that obeying is huge. But something else, what is your guys' job that I made little flyers for you? Savannah. So, I'm challenging the kids to bring their friends to church. We need to share Jesus with others. So, kind of circling back, we have all these names right at this branch. Are you guys willing to step out and share Jesus? Are we left lifting those who are young in their walk or not being intentional in their walk? I think this can kind of go. We have young Christians. There's some things that we have to do to help them along the way. Are we showing up to church events because those that are not producing fruit need us? So all of you who are abiding, guess what? Our teens and our kids who are just learning, they need you. In our Sunday school class, we were being real. I needed my ladies to show up today for me. We had another lady in our class that she was like, I need a friend. We have to show up. We can't get so, oh, I'm here. I'm good. So all of us who are abiding, that we're on our way. Have we arrived? No. Kids, have you arrived? Are you the perfect Christian? Teens? No. No, I'm not even close. In fact, my ladies today were like, where are your eyes focused at, Jennifer? Is it on us, the people, or is it on God and what he wants to use you for today? Something like that. I needed my ladies today. And had they not shown up, I would probably be a mess right now. We who are producing the fruit have to come and we have to show up at these events. When the church doors are open, we've got to be here for these people. So, you guys all know that I'm going to college, right? Okay. When I struggle, I blame Jason. I'm like, what did he get me into? I hate math. Oh my goodness. And when they said it was simple math, I really thought it was simple math. I am doing things that it's like, oh my word. Oh, yeah, I'm learning how to gamble. It's probability. And there's something else, but it's all that, the odds to the evens, and she's using cards. And I know how to play, like, Go Fish. And there's some other games that are similar to kind of, it's like golf. Do you guys know what golf is? And King's Corner. Those are my kind of card games. You don't really have to know, like, what are face cards? What are picture cards? I'm looking at her finally. I'm like, we need to get away from the cards. We need to get away from gambling. I had one that was talking about roulette. And I had it right, except for I missed two things. That was the two green things. The two green numbers. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Good. I'm glad you guys don't know what I'm talking about. Finally, I'm like, oh, that's why that my problem didn't come out. Okay, that was really a side note. But, kids, I was thinking about you with the service. I'm asking you kids to hand out flyers, to invite your friends to Kids Quest, right? Is that easy or is that hard or is it scary or is it all of it? Hard. Scary? Do you guys feel like your friends ignore you when you're asking them? Yes, yeah, some of you guys have shared that with me. Teens. I know that Pastor Jason, has he asked you to invite your friends to youth group? Yeah, he does. How is that going? I'm sorry. Same, they're in different youth groups. There is that. Well, like I tell my kids, yes, you guys are all my kids. These are my kids. Is it your friends that you go play with, that you talk with, that you hang out with? Or is it your whole class? Or maybe the kids from the other class and other grades? Could you invite them? And I could relate to the kids because I'm like, kids, when you go to the playground and you play, or you go to the park, for my homeschooled kids, we go to the parks. We could invite them, right? We could. Think outside the box. The person that's lonely, for you who go to public schools, you know that kid that gets picked on, that kid that gets bullied, the kid that nobody sits and has lunch with. Those are the people we want to invite to. Adults. Okay, I'm taking this leadership class. It's about leadership. It's about effort. It's about stepping up. We had to write a resume. I hate writing resumes, by the way. I was going to just, it was a rough draft. So to me, a rough draft is, okay, very rough. And I was going to do that. And then one of my classmates, not knowing it, because it was a night that I missed because Jariah had a concert. So I saw this, one of my classmates, he goes, it's the final rough draft. It's the final. And I was like, oh, it's the final. So I go home and I'm really working on this resume, making it look good. I didn't make it look good, even though he still was able to give me advice. But there was a big confusion. He said it was due Sunday, Valentine's Day. Is that the final draft? It was one of these dates, because I knew I made an issue about it being on Valentine's Day, and I'm like, why is this guy making it due on Valentine's Day? But I can't remember if that was the final or if that was the rough draft. Anyway, there was confusion. There was kids that did not hand in their rough draft resume. You know what we do when we do not do the things that the teacher asks us? We have to do push-ups and burpees. I'm going, oh, yay, just because you're the basketball coach assistant, oh, yay. Everything's about burpees. But I got out of it because I had mine handed in on Thursday. But you know what I really respected about my teacher? Is he said, I don't know if I communicated that very clearly, so I'm going to do it with you guys. So the ones that handed it in on time that got it in, we're going to do five or ten burpees. But he goes, Jen, whatever, you were on top of the ball game. You were on top of it even where I wasn't at. So you're out of it. You do not have to do this. But yet he did it with the kids. And then the ones that really did not hand in theirs, they had to do like 10 to 15 to 20, something like that. So I was thinking, he is doing what he asks, and if he messes up, he is doing it too. So you know what I thought, kids? I'm asking you guys to hand out these flyers to invite your friends to come to church. All right, you do that, and I'll just stay in my safe spot where I don't know anybody. I just know you guys. You guys all come to church. I don't have to invite anybody. Oh, wait, I'm in school too. So, you know what I was going to do on Tuesday, just to be a good example for you guys? I was going to invite my everyday leadership class to come to church today. And I had it all worked out in my head. I was going to talk to the teacher before, get in there and say, hey, I'm preaching. I'm going to ask the kids to do stuff, but I can't ask the kids to do this if I'm not willing. It didn't happen because, well, we had a special class, a panel. And so we went there. And then he's like, class is over. But yes, as Jason is whispering to me, I can do that this Tuesday. And I was even trying to be creative. I was really thinking maybe I should just email him, say, hey, could I email it? Would this be appropriate? But I want you guys to know that I'm not expecting you guys to just invite and then I just sit on the sideline. I am going to start inviting my classmates to church. Guess what? That is very scary to me. Because I don't know these kids. And they're all like in their 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old age. I'm like the oldest in the class. But I want to keep abiding in Jesus. I want to have fruit produced. So I'm going to start inviting. Even if they say no, I'm still going to invite. So, us abiding. We know we're abiding. We know we're producing good fruit in our lives. You people, what are you going to do to help the ones that are not producing fruit, but yet they're still connected to Jesus? They need us. They need us to, come here, Jason. Come here, Braitlin. Is it okay if she's on camera? Okay, come here, hon. So you're going to be the dead branch, okay? And you're going to be the not producing fruit. And I'm going to be the abiding. They need us to come in. Can you guys hear me? Oh, here, you'll hold it. Okay. I'm not that tall. They need us who are abiding, that is growing, that we're strong in Jesus and we're connected to him and we're producing the good fruit. The unfruitful people need us to come lift them up. The dead branch, people that are not following Jesus, are not connected at all, they're angry at God, They're hating him. Their hearts are hardened. They need us to come along and just love on them. So, church, thank you. Kids, so the ones that are biting, and we know we are, your third paper. Your third paper. If this pertains to you, youth, kids, you know where you're at. But only if this pertains to you, I want you to write on there, where can you get involved in our community, in our church? We have Kids Quest. I'm asking the kids, to each of these kids, to bring five, invite five kids. Right now, I only have four. I have Elise who does snacks for us. I have Lou that stays and she gives rides. She picks up the kids. I have Lloyd and I have Jason and I have me. And right now we're at 12 kids. But if these guys decide to have a little fire into their lives and get out there and start witnessing and inviting their friends, granted, I am rewarding them if they bring five friends. That might be a big motivator. I'm going to need people to come help out. Because what is 12 times 5? See, I'm not good at math. 60. That's 60 kids. Oh, dear. That number's scary to me. I am safe at 15. I know with my five adults, 15 kids, we're good. Wrong attitude. And this is where I have to trust God that if they get a little fire going in them and they start getting out there, our ministry is going to grow and I'm going to need my abiding people, young or old, helping. We need Sunday school teachers, don't we, Elise? Always. And for the visitors that are not really here, that you live, like my mom lives in Baker. I know Pastor Kevin and Tina's daughter's here. What are you guys doing in your church? So, I need you guys on that third piece of paper to write, where are you guys going to help out? And I don't know, maybe it's not even here in this church. Maybe it's something in the community of working out in the community, reaching the people in the community. So on that third paper, write it down. Again, adults, give it to Pastor Kevin so at least he knows where God's speaking to you guys on your hearts. Kids, you're going to lay it right here. Teens, you're going to give it to Pastor Jason. So we're going to come back to this. Where are our hearts? Do we love Jesus, and are we wanting to produce fruit? That means if we're wanting to produce fruit, we have to abide in Jesus. We have to stay connected to him. How do we do that? We show up at church because life is hard. Life is hard, and we need each other. It means that we need to learn more about God. And can I just say this, guys? We've been here now for what, 2 years? 2 years. It's confusing because we started here in October, but we didn't officially move here until like January. I just lost my train of thought. This is why I like things word for word. So, moving here. Oh, I want to tell you guys this. I love my pastor from where we came from. Great qualities there, okay? Growing up, I had this Sunday school teacher. I think I talked about her in August. A lady that knows her Bible. She was my Sunday school teacher, and I was probably a fifth, sixth, no, that was that one. Anyway, she was my teacher somewheres in my young formative years. I thought she was boring. I was like, oh, man. She has a lot of knowledge, but she is a boring teacher. Guess what? I'm in my 40s. She's long gone now. She passed away, what, Mom? Just this last year? I have a regret. I didn't sit at her feet and learn all of her Bible knowledge that she could have taught me. So, You guys are lucky because you have a pastor who knows his Bible. There's things that I've came here and I was like, wow, I thought I knew this. But wow, did he ever put a twist to this? And wow, now I'm really thinking. For the first time, I'm not scared of the book of Revelation because of Pastor Kevin. And he was in my ordination interview. He was the one of the qualified, so he had to sit in there. And me brought up the subject of Revelation, which I shouldn't have, because it was one of those tricky questions. You have to be careful what you say in an interview. But I liked his answer. He was like, oh, I love Revelations. If you ever want to get together and talk about it, we can talk about it. That's my first encounter with Pastor Kevin. And then lo and behold, we move here, and then he does a Sunday school class on it, or a special Bible study class on Sunday nights. Phenomenal. I get to learn. We don't know how long God has Pastor Kevin and Tina here. You guys don't live with regrets. You have a pastor who knows his stuff. Take this opportunity, because if you don't, you're going to miss out. I missed out on learning a lot of good Bible knowledge from my Sunday school teacher because I was just being a punky little kid. So, did we get that last? Where can you guys help the branches that are not connected produce fruit? What can you do to get these names here? There's lots of names. Do you want to hold up the papers? Yes, I like it. So, wow, this is really different from my preaching in August, huh? It's almost 11:30, so I'm going to wrap this up. Those are the ones that are not connected to Jesus, guys. And I'm going to ask this question, and I am going to leave this with, please correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Kevin. To me, this dead branch means that they're not connected to Jesus. If they're totally not connected to Jesus, from my understanding, they're going to hell. Would you agree with that, Pastor, or am I off? Yeah? Okay. You guys all put names down. What are you guys going to do? What am I going to do? I have an uncle who's in his 90s. Right, Mom? I think of him often. I informed my husband, if he dies, we're going. I love this uncle. Henri is all get out. Rough. He cussed me out in the middle of a restaurant because I was telling my husband what to order. And it wasn't even that. My husband had to go do something. He totally didn't understand it. But it was just him. But I love him. His time is limited. I know that. He's in his 90s. He lived longer than my dad and my uncle. As far as I know, he's a dead branch. Think about the people that you guys put on those papers and what's going to motivate you to have them connected. Because if we pray and invite and do things, is it going to stay? How did you do that? Okay, it is. They can be connected too. And it might take a little bit. And it might take a little bit for these guys that are not producing fruit. But if we all show up and start locking elbows with each other and uplifting each other and encouraging each other and holding each other accountable and facing the hard truths that we need to hear. We don't like to hear hard truths anymore in our walk with Jesus. We have to hear those hard truths so that they can be pruned, so that we can make beautiful fruit. Abundant fruit. What are we willing to do, church? What are we willing to do, kids? What are we willing to do, teens? We don't have time. We really don't. We don't know what's going to happen this afternoon. It's up to you guys. Pastor Kevin can only do so much, but he can't do what God's asking you guys to do. Kids, I can tell you, I can encourage you, but your relationship with God is on you. Only you guys can grow to make good fruit. Do you want that? Then you might have to be the little instigator in your family saying, let's have devotions. Let's make our life more about God. Let's get a little bit more addicted to God. And let's live for him. The more we are in him and abiding in him, the more we're going to change our world. Do we still go through bad things? Yes, we will. But we have to be more, guys. We have to be more. Because people are going to hell. And the thing is, if we don't keep doing more, guess what? I know Christians who are very fruitful. But then one bad thing happened in their life, and they got angry at God, and they turned their backs on God. So hardened that they became disconnected. We have to be careful too, guys. We have to keep trusting him. The ones that are not producing fruits, where is your guys' hearts? You guys get it. You know where your hearts are at. You're right smack. Either you can go, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to start building my relationship with you. Or you can go, nope, sorry, God. Sorry, Jesus, no, Then you become the dead branch. The dead branch is just the dead branch until they choose. Until they choose. It's about our heart and what we're willing to do for Jesus. Hostile difference. Can you explain that? That's really been on your heart. So can you explain? And then when he's done, guys, just say the skit.
Okay, so hostile indifference is this. It's exactly what she described. What happened was a few of us teens went to a Speed the Light rally last night, except it wasn't a Speed the Light rally as you've all grown up to know what a Speed the Light rally is. For those of you who don't know, Speed the Light is the teenagers' form of raising money for missions. Okay? So a normal Speed Light rally is, yay, let's go raise money for the missions. The missionaries need money. We love the missionaries. Let's go give, support the missionaries. Okay, let's go raise money. This National Speed the Light director, Eric Hoffman, was in Sydney last night, and he absolutely turned the tables. He didn't talk at all about raising money for missions. He mentioned it. But what he talked about was a thing that I'm gonna make a poster for this. He talked about a thing called hostile indifference. He was mentioning the story. He's a national leader in our church denomination. Okay. His mom and dad are strong Christians. His dad calls him. This was December of 2019. Your mom's gone. What do you mean, mom's gone? Your mom's gone. Well, where is she at? She's here on the bed. Well, she's not gone. She's there on the bed. He goes, no, she's gone. She's dead. His older brother, who's a police officer in the town they lived, Eric called his brother, said, get over to the house now. Dad says mom's dead. Sure enough, mom was dead. okay? So Eric is giving the eulogy for his mother. And while he's doing it, he says, while he's speaking, he hears God's voice in his head and it says, do you want to see what hostile indifference is? Look at your brother. The brother that's the police officer. He said, what have you done to help him serve the Lord? Hostile indifference is this. I took that story and I put it down in my own words. Knowing that you can change somebody's life and choosing not to do it. That's what this is. That's what Pastor Jennifer talked about. Knowing that you can change someone's life but choosing not to do it. Because we're comfortable. Because we're scared. Because we'd rather do something else that's fun. We don't want people in our home. We don't like to go out. Whatever the reason is, we can come up with a bajillion excuses. But that is hostile indifference. And that is what is going to cause people to go to hell. That's what's going to cause the young Christians. We know young Christians who aren't young in age and who have been Christians for 30, 40 years. But they're young Christians because they're not producing fruit. We know them. Hostile indifference is not helping them get better by choice. So with that, that's what hostile indifference is.
That was really good. Thank you. Okay. Our skit, that was really funny. I was not expecting it to be that funny. What was the problem of that main character, Pastor Kevin's character? What do you call that? What was... Say that loud. That word. I'm not going to butcher it. Hypo. Where was his eyes focused on? The problems. They were focused on the problems instead of looking up to Jesus. He wasn't abiding in Jesus. When we don't abide in Jesus, your life is going to be crazy like the skit. Even though it was funny, it was crazy. Sometimes it's even very serious. But you know what? We keep our eyes on Jesus and we obey. Did you need something, hon? Okay. We obey, right, guys? We learn that a lot. We have to obey, right? We obey Jesus, we're abiding in him. As we're growing, we're trusting in him. Where is your heart? What branch are you? And what are you going to do to keep changing that? Can I have you close?
Oh, good. So, I want to thank Pastor Jennifer for her message today. She did an awesome job, and if you agree, please say something to her, and say something to her after the service. She did a good job. She was just a little nervous downstairs, but the ladies in Sunday school, we gathered around her, and you're going to be okay. That's what we do. We encourage one another. And having said that, I want to let you know just a little bit about the ladies' ministry. We have an awesome time. We have crafts, we have paintings, we have all sorts of things that we do. But the main thing that we do is build each other up. Love on each other. During the coffees that we have awesome conversations. We call each other, check up on each other. Sometimes I will call and say, this is what's going on. I need prayer. And these ladies are willing to do it over the phone or even come to my house and pray with me. And there's also accountability there. But we're building
friendships. We're building each other up so that we can continue abiding. Because abiding is not a solo act, okay? You don't have to do it alone. We are there to help one another. And you can count on us. Come and check us out. We are a lot of fun, but we are also very much in love with Jesus. So, Pastor, you were asked by your wife or told by your wife to close. So here you go.
Never let it be said that I don't do what my wife asks.
My kids, you are awesome. And your kids are up here. This really is how your kids are. They participate. They ask the questions.
They're awesome. Thank you.
All right, let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to hear from your word, Father, to hear the heart that you've given Jennifer. Father, we just ask that your Holy Spirit would go forth with us and help us to change those around us. Lord, give us courage and give us strength so that we might produce the fruit that you've asked us to. Lord, help us take some of these branches and not let them go where they're going to go. Help us to bring them along so they can come and join us with you in heaven. Lord, I ask that you'd keep everyone safe. Bless those who couldn't be here. Bless those who are watching online. Lord, we just praise you and thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.